How do you plan on using the military? Could they get involved in the violence if the cartels strike?
Yes, and we expect them to. But the Mexican military, President Trump's able to get Mexico put military on their northern border. That will certainly help. I think the cartels would be foolish to take on the military, but we know they've taken on the Mexican military before. But now we have the United States military on the border. We've got the men and women of the Border Patrol. Do I expect violence to escalate? Absolutely, because the cartels are making record amounts of money. They're moving. They're making record amounts of money in alien smuggling and trafficking of women and children and drugs. However, as we secure the border, which we've gone long ways to secure the border, crossings are down like 76%. We're taking money out of their pocket. They're not going to wait quietly, and that's why President Trump designated them terrorist organizations. I would send a warning to them. You heard a Border Patrol agent, you heard a soldier. The wrath of President Trump's going to come down.
Does that mean the military, our troops, U.S. military, at the border with weapons, using weapons if need be?
They need to protect themselves. But the cartels, again, let me give the cartels a warning. If you harm a Border Patrol agent or a soldier, the whole world's going to come down to you. President Trump is a strong president. He is strong enough, and he has the ability to wipe them off the face of the earth. Now, that's the reason they were called terrorist organizations, designated terrorist organizations, because they've killed more Americans with their fentanyl, their drugs, than any terrorist organization in the world. They are now designated terrorists. Do not harm our troops or President Trump or bring hell rain down. And he has the ability to wipe them off the face of the earth. They can claim they're a pretty tough organization, the cartels, and they are, but they're not stronger than the power of President Trump.
And you heard what Homan just said there about the kinetic action between the cartels and the military. And we've seen spy planes working the border now, trying to take imagery of what's going on the ground. And now, as you can see here in the image on the right, we have the U.S. Navy's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. I believe this is the Nimitz. Right off the coast, right there. So they're rolling in the big military hardware. And as he said, they have labeled them terrorist, and they're going to treat them as such. And here at any moment, any time, I believe big action is about to pop off. So join me in the live streams Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, where I talk about this and a whole lot more in greater detail. Hope to see you there.